some times of year when you have more business, they'll hire more people, and then when the business falls off, they have to cut some people off. Then over the years, when, you know, when people retires and everything, there's a spot for you, you know, for a regular job finally.
Do you have seniority
now? Oh yeah, I have 5 years. You always have seniority as long as you're working for them, even when you're cut off. And then, you know, when they're able to, they'll call you back. Like, that time I was cut off 5 or 6 times. And that was all. Giddy up.
And stop him.
Whoa.
And back him up.
You just pull back on the reins. I don't know if you'd say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you said back up.
When you say reins, you mean what you're holding when you're riding on it?
Yeah. What you're holding, you know, the leather straps that go up to the bridle.
Mm-hmm. What about when you're driving a horse, like with a wagon or something?
I'd call those reins too.
And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And do you ever hear anybody call sheep?
No.
What about chickens?
No, chickens are too dumb to call them.
Since you want to get a horse ready to go somewhere, you say before you can hitch him to a buggy or wagon, you have to direct him.
Bridle him.
Mm-hmm. Or you're going to hitch it, so you have to, other thing you have to
harness.
Huh?
Harness.
Okay, so you say you have to
harness them.
And if you're plowing with 2 horses, well, when you're plowing them, the trenches that the plow cuts are called the
furrows.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a horse that walks in the furrow? Do you ever hear a special name?
No.
What about lead horse or nine horse or saddle horse?
I've heard of a lead horse before, but I just figured that was a horse that was at the front of the team.
Mm-hmm. How big is the team?
I'd say 2 or more.
Mm-hmm. So, and one horse is hitched actually in front of the others?
No. Well, say if you had 2 horses, well, I can't imagine just having one horse at the front. Seems like you'd either have 2, 4, 6. Of course, I'm not experiencing that, but it doesn't seem like to me that you'd have, you know, 3 or 5 or something like that.
So you call the pair that's in front, the lead horse?
Yeah, lead horse.
Talking about this, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far a lead is, but it's just a...
How far what is?
Well, talking about distance or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
Over yonder.
Okay, it's just a little...
Little ways.
Okay. And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
Ways to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you'd find that just about...
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say you fell over...
Backwards.
In this way.
Frontwards.
Or another word for that?
Forwards.
And say if you've been fishing and I ask you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what the one? No?
I might say, what now?
No, what the one?
No, I caught one fish.
Uh-huh. Or if you didn't catch any, you'd say, I didn't catch.
I didn't catch any fish.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, near the one?
Yeah. Somebody that's kind of country, really country, you know, would say that.
How would they say it?
Nearly the one,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Would you ever use that expression?
No, not really. Seems like that kind of has to be like something you'd have to be around all your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody saying it around you all the time.
Sam, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you
cleared it off.
Okay. And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then it comes up again, nothing, cut it again the same year, you call that the
second harvest.
Okay. And you say wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
Okay. Then the bundles are tied up into a
stack.
And find out how much wheat you raised. You might say we raised 40
bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.
Okay, so you say oats. What?
The oats were threshed.
Okay. And there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, instead of using the word we, you could say.
We'll have to do it. I couldn't say it any other way.
Well, did you say me and you have to do it, or you and I have to do it?
No, I'd say we'll.